you talk about the difference between first half offensively and what you guys were able to do in the second half to pull away?
Second half, they were really challenging us to run the ball. No matter our personnel, they were staying base defense for the most part. So running was going to be tough. First half, we wanted to try to establish some sort of run game. Really, second half, we just kind of said, "Hey, we got to throw it." They're giving us the quick throws, so we start throwing it. Had good protection, hit some big plays in the passing game, and so I think that was converted a few more third downs, which is nice. First half, I thought we had some decent drives. We just didn't convert. Had a third and one, we didn't convert. Had a fourth down in the second half, we didn't convert. We got to get better at converting those third and shorts.
Given the success you've had with Odell, do you ever stop and wonder what it could have been like if he was healthy the whole year?
Well, I mean, he's been healthy most of the year, missed the first couple of games. But, I think it's more the fact you think about if you have Odell and Victor both healthy all season and throw in, Preston and Ruben, the other guys who are playing well. It would have been nice to have all your weapons.
Eli, talk about your roll-outs this year, this game more than probably the game I've seen this year, rolling out with the Rams.
Had rolled out a few times. We've been doing it a little bit just to move the pocket. We got a pass interference on one. A couple of them were really scrambles. They did a good job of playing zones and taking away the first guy and getting some pressure. So had a scramble out a few times. Had a few rollouts and hit Odell on the sideline, hit Daniel Fells on a little crossing route, tried another one on second down and took a sack on that one. But besides that, I thought we did a good job moving the pocket, helping out that offensive line and changing the point where I'm making my passes.
You've obviously relied heavily on Odell the last couple of weeks, and the defenses can see that. Are you surprised that the option's still there, that they haven't been able to kind of take that away a little bit from it?
Yeah, maybe a little bit, but I think we're moving him around a bunch, so you can't just key in on exactly where he's going to be. So, I'm sure as we keep going, some other teams will have a try to keep two guys on him some, but I think a lot of teams they're going to play their base defense and do what they do, and we got to try to find our best matchups. But I thought the other guys, Preston and Ruben, made some big catches for us at times, and that's what you need. You need everybody playing at a high level.
Well, the touchdown I got called.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to put him in there. I don't want to get his head too big too early right now. But he's got a lot of skills. He's got a lot of skills, and you hope that if he can just keep working, keep grinding, keep doing the little things correct, there's definitely some room for improvement still, just on decisions and understanding the offense to a full, and that's me as well, and us getting on the same page on things. So. Hopefully we can continue to do that.
On the touchdown that was called,
like in a season like this where you're not going to playoffs, does he even energize you in a way that maybe?
Yeah, he definitely brings a different energy to practices, to games. He's kind of always upbeat and walking around and has that energy. He's exciting. When the ball gets in his hands and you see it in games and punts. He's a playmaker, and so. You like to have those guys on the field, and he's done a good job working hard and doing everything correctly. He needs to continue to do that.
The touchdown where he split the two defenders, can you talk about that one? The second one, I believe it was.
Had a slant called, and they kind of brought a blitz and rolled to him. They're really doubling him in a sense, but playing zone, and had to hold it an extra second, kind of hit him in the second window as a linebacker is running out, and so threw it right behind the linebacker and hit him in stride, and he was able to split the safeties and big play at the time right there to get the touchdown and get the lead.
On the touchdown that got called back to Beckham, was he your second, third read?
Yeah, he's my third read. I was looking at Larry to the left on a little out route, came back to Ruben over the middle on a crossing route, and sometimes you kind of hear the crowd. I knew something was going on. The crowd started cheering real loud, like either I'm like about to get sacked or we got a guy running wide open. And I kind of came back to my third progression. He really was supposed to have an in-breaking route, and he just realized no one was on him and found him, and unfortunately didn't count.
When you mentioned it yourself, that you loved having all your weapons on the field, but in this season, if it was a disappointment, is it exciting to think about having Victor and him on the field together?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I think just excited to have a young receiver who's very talented and making plays and growing within the offense with him and getting on the same page in a lot of things. So I think we have a good core of receivers and guys who work hard, and this offense gives us opportunities to make plays and do some good things. And I think we're starting to get the feel of it. And today wasn't as explosive as we'd like to be, but at least we were smart, we were patient, and eventually we were able to hit those big plays and get that, take the lead and make the plays down the stretch.
Did you see they had 12 men on the field and you quick snapped that one in?
Yeah, so we had a third and four or so, and they were in their base defense, got the third and four, and we stayed our same personnel. They tried to substitute to their sub defense, and they were a little late, so got up there quick and quick snapped them, got the easy first down. Off that, then throw it on there, hit Odell for down the field for a big play as well.
Eli, you seem to challenge Breland on Washington a lot today. Is that the weakness you guys picked up throughout the game?
No, I mean we kind of feel he's probably one of their better corners, just still kind of had when we had our matchups of man and one on one, had Odell and him a number of times, in man coverage, tried to hit a couple deep ones down the field, and they were pulling and tugging on our guys a little bit. We got a few pass interferences and holdings calls, but we didn't connect on any. But we got a number of pass interference calls trying to take some shots down the field.
What does it say about Ruben? He doesn't start, doesn't get a lot of snaps, but he makes that big catch over the middle.
Yeah, made a big play for us right there on a big third down. Had another third and 17. Hit him on a little curl route. Ended up being half a yard short, and then on the third down at the end, a big time catch, tough catch right there. So, he's Ruben's got to play well for us, continue to do some good things, and we need all the guys stepping up and making plays for us.
Is it frustrating for you that he's done something to get benched partially twice in the last 3 weeks?
Yeah, you don't like to see that. You don't like to see your starting receiver. Get in trouble, just kind of can throw off the rhythm of things, and so need him to be in tune to what's going on and out there. But Kevin and Preston have done a good job stepping up, and those guys have worked hard and get a lot of reps with those guys. So don't feel like we're gonna miss a beat. You want to have all your weapons out there. You don't want to see anybody having to sit for a quarter or whatever it is.